It's Tuesday, October 27, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The right to repair, some views on education, including learning engineers, and Forrester on cybersecurity. This is the Business of Tech. The New York Times is highlighting the right to repair movement, quoting the story. A movement known as Right to Repair is starting to make progress in pushing for laws that prohibit restrictions. This August, Democrats introduced a bill in Congress to block manufacturers' limits on medical devices, spurred by the pandemic. In Europe, the European Commission announced plans in March for new Right to Repair rules that would cover phones, tablets, and laptops by 2021. In less than 2 weeks, Massachusetts voters will consider a measure that would make it easier for local garages to work on cars. And in more than 20 state houses nationwide, right to repair legislation has been introduced in recent years by both Republicans and Democrats. Over the summer, the House advanced a funding bill that included a requirement the FTC complete a report on anti-competitive practices in the repair market and present its findings to Congress and the public. And in a letter to the Federal Trade Commission, Marine Captain Ellie Ackman and former Marine Lucas Kuntz last year detailed how mechanics in the American Armed Forces have run into similar obstacles. So why do we care? Right to repair is very much linked to service operations, and you should care how this falls out. I believe a healthy aftermarket of repairs and maintenance is good for technology services companies, particularly in extending the viability of a number of solutions to meet customer needs. As any creative services firm knows, you often solve problems in unique and unexpected ways, and sometimes that requires keeping units in service longer than you originally expected. Having the ability to repair those devices is good for customers and providers. It's also damaging to have those limitations on customers, as shown in numerous instances. Let's talk education. At a recent panel discussion hosted by GeekWire, the focus was on the need to recognize the pandemic and remote learning as an impetus for change in education in schools and not simply a pause. The term learning engineers was offered by Jesse Woolley Wilson, the CEO of Dreambox Learning, who continued, quote, "The new teacher has a different relationship, not only with the student, but with technology, with data, and with home-based learning guardians that they partner with," she said. "We saw this come into full force when everybody had to go to forced online learning." Quoting GeekWire, "All agreed on the panel that access to technology is one of the first things that needs to change and that low-income students and families, disproportionately black and brown, are being left behind. Woolley Wilson said that access to broadband internet, quote, should be a civil right and that the service should be considered a utility in the United States." Why do we care? There's two reasons we care about this piece. I'm a bit skeptical of learning engineers and simultaneously agree with the entire statement. The statement is true of most business functions right now, i.e. digital transformation, and everything described here is what the services opportunity is. The second reason we also care is about a hard discussion about broadband access. I'm also pro-utility and would offer that most solution providers should be too. Just as electricity and water make so much more possible, we would open up markets, sectors, and communities to more opportunity and more services to consume from technology providers if it was a utility. You'd have more potential customers if broadband was available to everyone. Forrester out with their 2021 global cybersecurity market predictions. There are four. First, 33% of data breaches will be caused by insider incidents. Second, a CISO from a Global 200 firm will be fired for toxic security culture. Third, funding for European and Asian HQ cybersecurity firms will rise by 20%. And fourth, audits and budget cuts will lead to uptake of risk quantification tech. Why do we care? The first and fourth are your instant opportunities. Inside jobs are about controls and architecture, not just technology. Zero trust security architectures and process management solve that, not purely technology. Risk quantification tech is another area for providers to address. I'll note that risk management has long been an area of opportunity and will continue to be, and thus the technology is advancing. Finally, while that CISO prediction won't matter to most listeners, here's something to think about. How impactful would criminals in orange jumpsuits be for changing the tone? I've commented on the need to talk about advisories this way. How about those who are negligent? Gazinta Mobius, the easiest way for ConnectWise Manage and QuickBooks Online to connect. Keep invoices, expenses, and inventory automatically updated right from Manage to QuickBooks Online, and payments right back into Manage. With simple pricing, set it and forget it auto-sync, Gazinta Mobius delivers with no restrictions on the number of invoices, expenses, and payments, and plays well with others like Connect Booster. Trusted by over 1,000 MSPs, now introducing a free plan, go to gazinta.com/mobius and tell them Dave sent you. If you're interested in more, there is a bonus piece at msptrickortreat.com. Click on the MSP Radio window and get that extra piece. Talk to you tomorrow.